fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Mystify. Debunk. Get rid of all the bad information and know the good stuff. How to know that knowledge and the sea of information of what's good for you. And we are going after apple cider vinegar on this one. People are drinking this stuff like booze in the Prohibition, Holly. Is it good for us? Is it bad for us? Is it just giving indigestion? Holly, I have patients that come in, and it doesn't matter. If I was anointed the greatest doctor in the world by God himself or herself, if I was the greatest whatever, they would never give up their apple cider vinegar. They believe in it that much. Holly, you have a television show on Berea Living TV where you demyth, you get rid of the bad information, you cut to the good. I need you on today. I need you sharp. Should my patients be using apple cider vinegar?
Thank you so much for asking me this question, because it is definitely out there as something that's very important to utilize for many different reasons. There's a lot of claims about apple cider vinegar. And, you know, I actually think it's a kind of a yes and no answer, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
As people know, in my practice, and I treat very individually, and I'm not sort of a protocol-oriented gal. I'm a patient-centered gal, right? So Individual folks, for the most part, the only reason that I would actually not advocate this modality is if their blood type said it probably was something that they should avoid. Everybody knows that I'm a big advocate of Dr. Diadamo's work, and I've had such clinical success and personal success utilizing elements from Eat Right for Your Type and a serotype or blood type. So that's the only reason. Other than that, when we're talking about apple cider vinegar, I actually think from clinical perspective and also from a research perspective, this is something we can actually not defy as a myth. We can actually pull it in to say, you know what? It's got great, great qualities. What do you think?
Well, you know, I've seen it cure everything. The patient's going to cure everything from joint pain to preventing bladder infection. So what I did is I looked around on the internet to try and find some actual research, and things popped up, Holly, about preventing or eliminating bladder urinary tract infection. There was a Japanese study that talked about tumors. There is, due to its high acetic acid content, that it would help reduce glucose level spikes in diabetics with type 2 diabetes.
There was a study there from the Arizona State University that said that vinegar improves insulin sensitivity to a high-carbohydrate meal, where a lot of folks still sad, standard American diet, high in carbohydrates, nutritionally valueless. So high-carbohydrate meal in subjects with insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes, which is one of the chronic healthcare issues that are on the rise to this day. So we're looking at apple cider vinegar to actually improving insulin sensitivity, which is amazing.
Yeah, especially because it probably doesn't have much downside, but also that might be what's helping a lot with this joint pain, this chronic inflammation, because when you get these sugar spikes like this, what happens is it'll set off your inflammatory pathways. So those folks with rheumatoid arthritis or those folks with the chronic bad back and things like that, you add sugar spikes to that, you're going to be in a whole lot of pain. So if apple cider vinegar is helping calm that, I think that might be a great thing.
I think so as well. And, you know, a lot of people do start on apple cider vinegar because they think it's going to help with their digestive issues. And actually a double strength dose, so a couple tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, is suuitable for replacing toxic heartburn medications after meals. And so these crazy proton pump inhibitors like the purple pill, et cetera, that not only perhaps maybe touch your heartburn, but stop you from absorbing trace minerals that are so important, like calcium. You can definitely use this, absolutely, as something that will soothe your digestive disturbances while we're getting to the real cause of those.
Well, and I like it because similar to the idea that Europeans will drink wine because it's acidic with meals, and they'll match that level of acidity, you know, a deeper red for beef and things like that. They're matching the levels of acidity to what they want to help break down. apple cider vinegar takes that to another level that does make sense. It's one of those things that intuitively, as a naturopathic doctor, it really makes sense to me that you would increase the acidity during meals with this. And I think to me, if I'm going to make a clear recommendation, if somebody is interested in it, I would really want them to take the apple cider vinegar with the meal, not necessarily on an empty stomach, where they might tend to get heartburn and things like that. I mean, people compare it to lemons and limes, but it's a little more acidic than that. That makes good clinical sense to you as a naturopathic doctor, right, Holly? I mean, it's acidifying the blood, the meal, and all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people get, you know, sort of hooked on this alkaline. In fact, I was out in the Midwest lecturing last week, missed a show, and I hate doing that, but we got to spread the word in every way, shape, form. But somebody asked me, hey, what do you think about this alkaline, sort of water alkaline diet? And I looked at her, and this is what I told her. And she glowed. She's so healthy. You know, a lot of people who come and see me talk are so dialed in already. They aren't the people that need to be at my lectures. They need to be grabbing their neighbors and coming, because this woman, seriously, she complete. So here's my point. I'm gonna make my point. I promise you. I know I can get a little long-winded sometimes. Okay, but here's what this whole alkaline thing. I looked at her and I said, you know what? I said, you're pretty healthy, aren't you? And I could just tell, right? So, and the body does work best. 7.34, 7.45. Your blood needs to be alkaline. So what can people do, though, and what do most healthy people do when they get onto a sort of kind of health, let's say, what would I say? It's a health sort of trend, a trend. So alkalinization is trendy, right? So, and I said, listen, you can go all the way to the other side. You can get too alkaline, and then you're going to have issues with digestion. You're going to have tremendous amounts of issues with perhaps candida growth, cancer growth, etc. And so I could tell the way that she nourishes herself, the way that she exercises, the way that she just lives her life, she doesn't have to buy into these alkaline waters or any of those alkaline. So I think that's really, really important. I think when you're talking about acidic properties, especially when it comes with digestion, it's so smart. And this is one of the things. And the other thing about digestion, especially with apple cider vinegar, is you think about the malic acid content, okay? It has an antifungal, antimicrobial property. So when we're cleaning up the gut, we've got candida complexes, other things that should not be growing there, fighting against the stuff that should be growing there, like our good bacteria. This is definitely something that can be a mealtime tonic and prevent food poisoning, parasite invasion. You know, it is definitely, so we are not going to debunk this myth at all, are we? We are going to pull it in and say, listen,
if you're not, it's not a myth. This stuff's the real deal. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as tumors, but I am going to go as far as absolutely helping with digestion, including correcting the pH. We need acid tummies, basic bodies, and basic colons. That's acid tummies, basic colons, or acid tummies, basic bodies, apple cider vinegar. And I like the raw organic type when you can get it. I got to add that in there, not just anything off the shelf, but the raw organic type seems to be the cleanest version of it. But I think this is more fact than myth with this stuff. And if it's helping sugar spikes in diabetics and making them alkaline, I can see where people say, ever since I took this stuff, I'm not in pain anymore. I can see that. I see when people move to an alkaline type environment in their body, you'll see the movement of calcium back into the bones and out of the tissues, and the inflammatory cycle start to ramp down and to help them out. And boy, what a cost-effective tool, huh, Holly?
Right? How cheap is that? That's awesome. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably preface in there that if you do have an ulcer, you can't take it if you have an ulcer. But if you've recovered from an ulcer, then you might actually need it. So if you're going to start it, start with just a half a teaspoon and some water and make sure you don't feel any burning. And if you feel any burning, then stop, maybe contact your doctor. And if you don't feel okay, then maybe the next meal, increase it to a full dose. Because we're here telling you at Radio MD that there's no myth here. Apple cider vinegar is surreal.